Welcome to Dollars and Cents Radio, the show committed to help you grow, protect, and enjoy your money, business, and life.
When you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe, then you'll be successful.
Have questions? Terry has answers. Call now, 800-673-1728. Terry's call center is open Monday through Saturday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to answer all your financial, insurance, credit, and mortgage lending questions. Call now, 800-673-1728. He's a broker, consultant, speaker, and all-around nice guy. But right now, he wants to be your financial and business tour guide. Get ready to grow, protect, and enjoy with Terry Wilson.
Thank you, Bobby B. This is Terry Wilson, and you are listening to TerryWilson3.com and DSRadio.com. And for you guys that are actually listening on traditional radio, I appreciate you tuning in when this show is aired on the weekends. And thank you for calling in at the 800-673-1728 to send us in your questions and things like that. If you do have a question at any time and you're listening to traditional radio, you can always call. Of course, if you're listening to this through a podcast, specifically on our website, there's always an area below the actual show where you can post a question. And we will eventually get back to you. But I'm telling you what, it's an exciting time if you're a sports fan, especially if you're a football fan. It's the big show, the big dance is coming up. And, you know, I was reading some articles and listening to some media interviews with various teams and coaches. And being that I'm in the Carolinas, I love the Carolina Panthers. Now, I consider myself a huge sports fan, but a casual football fan. But even the most casual observer in the Carolinas and Georgia this year cannot help but notice the incredible season that the Carolina Panthers are having. I mean, it's just absolutely amazing, the show and the performance that Cam Newton and the Carolina Panthers are putting on. It is just, and one of the things that makes it, and I like I said, I'm a casual football fan. I like football, but I'm more of a baseball, basketball guy. But the thing that is so attractive about watching this team is watching people enjoy doing what they do. Matter of fact, I was at a restaurant a few weeks ago, and a guy was our waiter, and he was a college student, and he was just really jacked up and excited about what he was studying in college and the plans that he had once he got out. And it was just so exciting to watch this guy, so energetic, so high on life, so ready to take on the world. I mean, we even left him a pretty decent tip just because that's just such an attractive quality when you're around and you watch and you observe people that are just really digging what they're doing. And it makes you want to get involved with whatever they're doing. That's, you know, there's something about energy and excitement and passion that is just so attractive. And that's why I always encourage people, if you're in a career path or a gig that's just not you, that you just can't get excited about, man, life is too short. Seriously. I'm not saying quit your job tomorrow and just go crazy, but I am saying start taking steps toward owning your own destiny in building your dreams rather than someone else. As a matter of fact, we just had a webinar that we did late last night. Today's January the 19th. I don't know when you'll be hearing this, but on January the 18th, we did a webinar teaching people how they can make money from home and not even have to get involved in sales. You know, the biggest challenge a lot of people have from working from home is maybe they're just not into sales. Maybe they don't like speaking with people and the whole pressure of commission-based stuff. And so we showed them a way that they could use blogging and writing and content creation online and getting paid for it. So if that's something that you might be interested in, then definitely I'll put it in the show notes here. There'll be a link to that webinar. But it's on getting paid to blog. If you want to go to my website, you can also search it in the top right hand corner. Just a paid to blog, I think, is the name of that webinar, and it'll pull up there as well, and we'll put it in the show notes. But back to the Carolina Panthers. You know, they went into the season on December the 28th. Their record was 14 and 0, 14 wins, 0 losses. And then they came into Atlanta to play the Falcons for the second time that season, and something tragic, if you're a Panthers fan, happened. All of a sudden, their perfect season, their perfect record, was wrecked by a team that they had just weeks prior mopped the field with. There's some lessons that can be learned in that. But one of the things that was just profound, Ron Rivera, the head coach of the Panthers, said something profound in a interview after that game, where he said, you know, winning can hide your problems. As a matter of fact, he put it this way: winning can hide your warts. And that he felt like through this loss that the team would actually be able to address some of their issues a lot easier. And that was just a huge statement and profound statement to me, because, you know, a lot, that is true. I mean, I have been in business where the cash flow was awesome, things were moving, but, you know, things weren't perfect. Things weren't hitting on all cylinders the way they could, but they never got addressed because, hey, we're making money. We're still, you know, people are digging what we're laying down. We're doing this and we're doing that. And then all of a sudden you get this false sense of success because the money's right, but we don't see that what's coming around the corner is going to challenge the very things that we're not set on, and we don't have, you know, really done a good job of addressing. And then when those issues that we don't have, you know, addressed and sort of supported the right way, they get challenged by business pressures, by life, whatever it is that you're dealing with, all of a sudden, man, you're like, where did this come from? How come we lost this? And that's what exactly what happened to the Panthers. And so there's five things that I want to encourage you today. If you are in a winning season, great. Don't get discouraged. Don't get down on yourself. But I want to give you a couple pointers, regardless of what season you're in now with your business, your life, or whatever. Go ahead and do this now so that you can prep for any time that something's going to come at you like the Falcons came at the Panthers and challenge you, because they are so much hungrier than what the Panthers was in that game. So number one, I want to tell you, embrace and learn to run to problems in your business, your organization, your personal life. Don't run from them. Run to them. Embrace them. Figure out why it is an issue, what it is, what the problem really is, and address it. Don't wait until some sort of outside pressure starts putting a force. But if you got an issue with your sales team, then address it now while things are good. You know, it's easier to address things when things are going terrible, because then, hey, you know, it's all hands on deck. Let's make this happen. I deal with so many different organizations that, hey, they got this going on, they got this going on, but maybe the customer service, department is a little bit of an issue. Or maybe you're self-employed, work for yourself, entrepreneur, and you're great in this area, but this area over here gives you challenges. Well, let's address those challenges now so that, you know, when those challenges and those areas that you're weak in become, you know, a lot of pressures put on it, it will be able to withstand the pressure. Number two, step up when there's a setback. Hard times look for leadership, and so you need to be one. When bad things happen, when plays are not working, when you're calling a play in business and it just doesn't work out, don't be one of the crowd that's just the blame game and you know, shifting blame on someone else. Well, so-and-so would have done this. No, be the leader. Step up when there's setbacks and get in there and figure out how you can bring your talents, your skills, your ability to the forefront of that organization, that problem, that business, and you can be a solution and not just, you know, commentary of what's going on. I always tell my children, they'll come to me about this or that and have an issue, and I says, look, we're not looking for reporters of bad problems or situations. We're looking for people that are problem solvers, not problem reporters. So be the same way. Be a leader. Create a culture and an environment that rewards problem solving and cooperation. So culture is a huge importance if you're running a business, an organization, a sales team, a church, whatever it is. Create a culture that is going to reward people for being a problem solver and not a problem reporter. So you yourself step up. Number three, create a culture. Number four, define what the win looks like. Don't allow other people to define what a win looks like for you. I love watching politics, especially this time of year when we're getting into, you know, the preseason, if you will, of the actual game, where they're going to state by state and going through these elections, because all of them are hedging their bets. They're saying, well, if we come in third place, it's a win for us. And so they're already in this managing expectations mode. And that's actually smart for you as well in business. Don't allow people to put on, hey, you need to make X amount of money this quarter before it's a win. You know what's a win and what's a loss for you. You know what your full potential is. No one else is going to know that but you, because you know the insides and outs of your business. And don't quit comparing yourself to people that are four and five rows behind you. Okay, if you can make $100,000 in the first quarter, quit comparing yourself to people that only make $30,000, right? In other words, you define your win, stay ahead of it, so that you're not just riding by, just getting by based on your own laurels and everything. And fifth and finally, love the journey. Part of sports, part of business, part of life is loving what you do. So, you know, no matter the outcome, sometimes you're going to meet with a client and, man, they're going to pull the trigger and it's going to be a profitable meeting. And other times, it's just going to be a struggle. You're not going to be able to close the deal. Things aren't going to work out the way they were supposed to. It's going to be a huge disappointment, but you got to learn to love the journey. What did you learn from that meeting? What did you learn from that decline when you offered them to get involved with your business? Those things that led up to that meeting and to that final decision making, you know, milk that for everything it's worth. Love the journey you're on with your business. Okay, so, you know, because that's half your payment. And if you're, like I said, if you're in a business model that you can't love the journey, you can't enjoy the act of doing business, the act of whether, you know, it paid off that day or not. If you're in some sort of gig that doesn't allow you to enjoy what you're doing, regardless of what the payment looked like, get in a business that you can do that. I mean, that's one of the beautiful things I love about my business. I love podcasting. I love blogging. I love writing articles. I love doing training. I love all of this stuff. And because I've got a platform, I can go in any direction I want. I love talking to you today about sports. Even though it's not necessarily in business and in entrepreneurship and in planning, it still is a metaphor for life, and it's still an analogy of things that you can learn and do in business. So it affords me the opportunity to speak to you about something I love and still get paid. Whether you buy anything or not, sponsors are paying me to do this. And that's one of the things that we allow you to get set up with when you're an elite member at TerryWilson3.com, is you can get set up your own platform and start talking, writing, and engaging in those things that you love and make a living for it, living from it. So how cool is that? If you'd like to check out that video that we did last night, that training, it's all on video. You can see the slideshows and everything. Like I said, go to TerryWilson3.com. I'll give you a step-by-step of how you can do that, how you can get hooked up with vendors that will pay you just to create content, how you can start your own podcast just like this one and start talking about things that you love, that you're passionate about, that brings you joy, and then making a living from it, from home. You know, one of the coolest things that I have ever learned how to do is to be able to do what I'm doing right now with you and for you, and getting paid for it. Tomorrow we leave out and I get to go see my favorite basketball team of all time, North Carolina Tar Heels. And I can do that and work from the road, have fun with the children, making money while I'm doing that, and all enjoying life, enjoying the journey, and getting paid to do it. You can too. Go to TerryWilson3.com and we'll teach you how. Until next time, this is Terry Wilson. We'll see you on the other side. 90 degrees and freezing.
You're listening to dsradio.net. If you have a question for Terry, call now. 800-673-1728. 800-673-1728.